We want to go to the Cardio Newsline as I'm frantically searching right now as I put it away, and I beg your pardon. We're looking
for it. That's okay. Here it is. We're going to go to the Newsline. Dr. Sarah Kinsman joins us now, who's a pediatrician, and we're trying to focus on prevention of poisonings. This is National Poison Prevention Week, and what do you do if you suspect a poisoning? So first of all, Dr. Kinsman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Shannon and Dan. Appreciate your interest.
I actually had something like this happen because I drank some bad tea. I didn't know tea could go bad. And then I started feeling really ill and had to call and look at some of the poison control guidelines there for what I needed to do. But what should you do if you think a child or adult is poisoned?
Yes, the first thing one would do is really look at that person, be sure that they're breathing and responsive. If they're not breathing or they're not responsive, that's the time to call 911. And if you have naloxone, which is a medication that can reverse an overdose of opioid, give that medication. But now if that person, that child or adult, is awake, they're alert, they're breathing well, that's when you call the poison helpline, which would be 1-800-222-1222. And when you make that call, go ahead, please, I'm sorry.
No. When you make that call, go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah. When you make that call, you speak to your local poison center, which for you all is the Rocky Mountain Center, and you speak to a nurse, a pharmacist, a doctor who has special training in poison management, and they will help you understand what the risk of the poisoning is and what your next step should be.
You know, we always assume that we're going to be calm under fire, so to speak, you know, anytime we kind of suspect something may be amiss, I mean, is it always better to be safe than sorry?
Absolutely. We don't always know what is in a particular, for example, cleaning agent, mm-hmm. or what is in the chemical you're putting on your lawn. And so just calling and saying, this is what happened, I don't know. And that really is what your local poison center is there for, is to help you assess, is it a risk, is it not a risk, what do I need to do next? And most of the time, that poison exposure can be handled at home. And the poison center stays on the line with you, kept you calm, as you mentioned, Dan, keeps things calm. And then they follow up to be sure that you and your loved ones are safe.
And the interesting thing is, just to be sort of informed before anything happens, because you never can tell. So it's always a good idea to be more informed. What are some of the resources that are available, and how important is it for people to just sort of read up on it and get familiar with those resources?
I think there definitely are resources that are available, and I think the resources that folks really want to think about most is what can prevent a poisoning. Mm-hmm. So if you're somebody that has gummy bears that might have marijuana in them, if you're somebody who's using melatonin to go to sleep at night, if you have vitamins that look like gummy bears, especially for children, how is it that I can keep those away and protect folks in my family? And so thinking about what resources help you to remember to keep things out of reach, out of sight, just away. Definitely being sure that things are away from foods and things of that sort. And so we have some resources at our website, which is poisonhelp.hrsa.gov. And you don't have to have an acute poisoning to call the poison helpline. Good. You can just call and say, hey, listen, can you tell me more about this?
Yeah, and sometimes it's as easy as that. It's always interesting how people pick their careers. Your degree program's just very impressive. From your master's degree, from all of your education, what made you pick this field? I mean, it's obviously of great interest to you.
Well, you know, I'm trained as an adolescent medicine physician specifically, and I called the Poison Help Center in where I practice in Philadelphia several times a week. And those experts not only are available to the public, but they're available to help folks like me, a pediatrician and specialist, to actually manage poisoning.
Wow.
And they help us know how, you know, what the poisoning is, what the best treatment is. And so it is really a wonderful, wonderful service. And to have it be available 24/7, 365 days a year, and to have no judgment. There's no judgment. I've called. I'm sure people in your family and others have called. They're there to help.
Yeah. After all, this is National Prevention Week, right? Poison Prevention Week. Dr. Kinston, unfortunately, we're out of time. We could talk more. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on outside of National Poison Prevention Week as well.
Thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you, and I appreciate your interest.